Cobras and Fire is proud to present Slobber Knockers, where two fans get off the couch and on the mics to talk all things football and predict this week's matchups with hosts from the Cobras and Fire podcast, Baco, and from the Talk To Me podcast, Josh Toomey, brought to you by the Pantheon Podcast. Welcome to Slobber Knockers, coming to you from Cobras and Fire. My name is Baco. And also with me today, coming to us from the Talk To Me podcast, Josh Toomey. Josh and I plan to enlighten you with our great NFL minds. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I guess, you know.
Yeah, what am I saying? Welcome. Hey, you're the co-host in this bitch, man. Josh, maybe I should set that up a little bit better. You and I have actually talked about doing some sort of NFL show podcast for a while. We just never really, got motivated. And this seemed like a nice way to have fun, talk once a week and, share some of our super fandom. We're Minnesota Vikings in this house, Tennessee Titans in your abode there. We definitely during the football season tend to turn into the same human being, it feels like.
There's a great meme going around. It's like, I can't wait for a professional football team to dictate my mood for the next 4 months. And I'm like, I kind of know how that is, man. But yeah, you and I talk, we've talked about doing this show for a long time. And then obviously you and I talk a lot just during the season anyway. So basically these are just probably going to be the conversation we would have anyway, each week. So now we're just going to record them like two grown adult men should do.
Except for the Chris Sinzak smack talk, we'll probably keep off the show for now. We'll save that for the weekends and the texting.
I think this show will be basically football picks and Chris Sinzak slander. So.
Oh my god! not a lot of news because the season's just starting. We got through the whole, Tom Brady taking a vacation during training camp. That was a good one. Well, of course, the Deshaun Watson gross stuff is. It's largely settled, I guess, as far as where we're going with that. So not a lot to talk about there. And I guess what was the reason when Aaron Donald kind of swung a couple helmets at a guy in practice, but because he's Aaron Donald, they're not going to do anything about it. I mean, that's a summation, I guess, but...
Yeah, not a ton going on. Just a few injuries. We lost Harold Landry for the year, and that's going to be a big blow to the defense. But other than that, man, everything seems to be right on schedule.
Yeah, the Vikings seem to be sailing into the regular season pretty healthy. I don't know that there's any major injuries, so but I did want to hit you with something, a talking yep. point that, like, people who get paid to do what we're doing here, I've never hear them brought up, at least I just don't recall. Now every time a NFL team drafts a quarterback in the top 10, the debate is, do you start him or not? And the discussion tends to be, you don't gain anything by not playing him, you don't learn anything by putting him on the bench. The owner's got all this money invested into him and blah, 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 blah. What I don't ever hear is my personal take is that, like, there are, sometimes it works out. Sometimes you get like a Joe Burrow kind of guy where in his second year actually takes you to the fucking Super Bowl. But usually you get Christian Ponderer. You get Marcus Mariota. Actually, I shouldn't do that to Marcus Mariota. He would love to have, Christian Ponderer would love to have had his career. But those kind of things. Right. Jamar, there's way more instances where it doesn't work. I do have a list here. Now, this is quarterbacks. This is the top 10 career passing touchdowns. So it tells us a couple things. They've thrown a lot of touchdowns, but they also played a long time, which meant they had to be at least good enough. And you're going to recognize a handful of these names. All right, top on the list at number one is Tom Brady. Do you want the number of touchdowns, or does that even matter? It doesn't relative to my point, but...
Go ahead and give us the number.
All right, Tom Brady has thrown 624 so far. Drew Brees wrapped up with 571. Peyton Manning, 539. All-time Viking great Brett Favre has 508. Just ahead of that lying cheater, Aaron Rodgers with 449. Philip Rivers, 421. Dan Marino, 420. Ben Roethlisberger, 418. Takes a big step down to Matt Ryan, current Colts quarterback, 367. And Eli Manning left with 366. Now, all but one of these, I know for a fact, sat out a year or more. And we got guys like Pat Mahomes, who sat out a year behind them. Let's go back a little bit. Your guy, Steve McNair, didn't he sit 2 years behind Chris Chandler?
He sat two.
Yeah. And Drew Brees, after he sat a year, it started 2 years, while Philip Rivers sat at least one of those years. Dante Culpepper sat a year. It just, to me, why isn't that part of it? It's like, well, there actually might be a pretty fucking big upside to sitting these guys, as opposed to, like, you're not going to learn anything sitting on the bench. Well, tell it to these fucking chuckleheads, man. Warren Moon fucking had a whole career. He's in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Came to the United States and became an NFL Hall of Famer. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that comes a lot to, breaks down a lot to, you know, whatever your job is, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, if you could sit and watch for a year someone doing whatever job, you're going to learn so much more than if they throw you out there day one on the, you know, in a plant, you know, driving, anything like that. You're going to learn more by watching and learning and being taught rather than just being kind of thrown to the wolves like a lot of these guys are. And a lot of those situations, too, you've got bad teams that have the first overall pick, second overall pick. So they're also getting shot onto bad teams. You know, a lot of those teams that you mentioned there had an existing quarterback that they could come and sit and learn behind. They didn't have to play early. And which is, you know, which kind of goes to Malik Willis in Tennessee. Hopefully, I don't want to see him at all. Actually, one of my predictions for the year involves him. But I don't want to see Malik unless it's just, you know, mop-up duty or my prediction coming up.
Mm-hmm. I do think there are exceptions. I'm not looking for a blanket answer. But to me, like, yeah, you have your Peyton Mannings and your Andrew Luck. There are certain players that they just seem ready. You know what I mean? You almost know, like, 2 years before they're drafted, you know, that they're going to start right away. And like you said, the situation matters too. But that's kind of the point I'm getting at, is that, like, your Stuart Scotts. I mean, you know, all these people, I just don't hear a voice out there that ever says, look at all these quarterbacks that are basically fucking Hall of Famers, and they all sat at least a year.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, you spend a lot. Look, we've got the rookie salary cap. We're still not at where it was right before they did it, where a rookie quarterback, number one overall draft pick, won't make what Sam Bradford did, whatever, 15 years ago or however long that was.
Right.
So, I don't know. It doesn't seem like... It seems like the people that should know should be at least, there should be somebody going, well, what about this? This is at least, it's not quite as cut and dry, right? You know, but I don't know. But again, we live in a hot take society, so maybe that's part of it. You gotta have something aggressive. With that, you teased that we have some predictions today. So each of us prepared five predictions for our personal teams, and we'll kind of go one by one. And if you're all set, I'll kick it to you. What is your first prediction for the Tennessee Titans in 2022?
Well, I'll go with what I kind of teased a second ago, and I say that Malik Willis is going to play week 17, win or lose, you know, because either A, will be out of the playoff race and Malik will get a start, you know, just to kind of see where we're at, or what I'm hoping, we'll have it wrapped up, and Malik will play just to kind of give a bye for Tannehill.
I think that's a pretty safe bet. I would like to, when we're all done with this, kind of touch on our thoughts. Our sixth pick, we'll get whatever. We'll talk about our current team's divisions and kind of see where we think we're going to land on that kind of stuff. But
technically that's week 18, but you get what I'm saying.
17th game. The last game of the season for the Titans. Yes, okay. All right. So it's a new world now, man. We got to keep up. So I'm still trying to figure out what to do with that last game on Madden. You know, so this is my first prediction. So the Vikings will win at least 11 games or no more than five. I do not. I think this is a team that's going to gel and kind of, you know, kind of get over that hump. The defense needs to play a little bit better, and we're a lot better record than last year. or shit just goes off the rails. I don't see another 8-9, 9-8 kind of season. It's going to be 5 wins or fewer. We're going to be picking in the top 10 or at the end of the draft next year.
I like that. I'll go with your wins one. I just wrote down, I believe, at least 11 wins this year. I think the Titans are just, you know, we currently only have one player on the team that has ever had a losing season. Then, so I think we've had, what, six, I think, in a row now, winning season. So let's keep it going.
I am a fan of your coach. I think he's one of the better coaches in the league. All right, my pick, the Vikes will sweep the Packers this season, but they're going to split with the Bears and the Lions. So, underwhelm with the what I consider lesser talent, but they're gonna take two from the pack.
I like that one. Since I have no skin in the game in the NFC North, I actually really enjoyed the Hard Knocks with, you know, what the couple episodes I watched. I think the coach up there could be a lot of fun. You know, if he was my coach, I think I would love it too. And everybody I've listened to talk about it, they say Vrabel and Motor City Dan Campbell up there, very very similar in coaching style. So yeah, I could see that. I like the Bears franchise. I always wish the Lions will do well, but I think they're one of those. They're kind of like our Jags. You know, you just always got a couple of wins in the bank with having them in the division.
All right, what you got?
I'm going to go with Tannehill will have under 10 picks this year. I think that he went into that playoff game last year having a rough season. All last offseason, he was throwing picks left and right in training camp. This year, they've kind of kept a tally of him, and he's been more on point, more on fire. I think that Bengals loss is going to eat at him all year, and I think that if he can revert back to like 2019 Tannehill, I think we're going to be just fine.
Imagine how good he'd be if he sat a year. His rookie
year. I'm trying to think. I don't know. He was a Dolphin.
He was with the Dolphins. I believe he started that year.
He sat 5 years for all I care.
All right. My next, my third prediction for the Vikings this year is Kirk Cousins will throw at least 40 touchdowns this season. I don't think he's passed 30 once or twice, but I got to come up with a nickname for Kirk. Old praying Cousins. he's going to get to hit the 40 mark this year with an offensive coach, an extra game. I think it's going to help out.
Wow, 42.
Is it going to be helpful for him to have a coach that will actually watch game film with him? So
40 touchdowns is a lot. So, yeah. But you guys have much of more of a passing, pass happy team, especially with the guy coming over from the Rams. I think that's going to be huge. My last two kind of go together, but I'll go with one of them.
If you want to throw them together, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll throw mine together, and then we'll go with yours for the last one. But Jeffrey Simmons will have 10 sacks, and the Titans will end with a top 5 defense.
Okay. We have kind of similar ones here. My fourth one is that not as optimistic as yours. The Vikings defense has been atrocious, which is odd because the last two seasons, but with Zimmer as a coach, it's just kind of odd. They just fell off the planet, especially at secondary. So I predict the defense will finish the season ranked no lower than 18th, which would be a 10-spot upgrade. My last one is I think they're going to win one playoff game.
Yeah, I think I was going to go somewhere similar like that with the one playoff game. And then I didn't have a Derrick Henry prediction, but I think that he'll...
I'm sorry, I should say at least one. I don't want to jinx him.
Right. but yeah, I mean, if I was going to have a Derrick Henry prediction, I mean, coming off the injury, I think he'll still battle for the rushing title. How about that?
Let's take a look at your division then. Break down the four teams in there, like how you think the Titans stack up against them.
Titans are a more superior team than all of them. Houston's garbage. Jacksonville's garbage. Indy's garbage. Titans are great. Enough said.
All right, fair enough. I'll keep it short and sweet, too. I think the Vikings are going to win the division this year. But, yeah, I think the Packers, you know, we're just going to see kind of a step off. Rodgers is only getting older. I can't believe I just said that. He's still the fucking best quarterback in the league, possibly. But yeah, come on, Davante Adams gone. Alan Lazard isn't feeling good. He's got some kind of tummy flu rolling into week one. And so we don't even know what we're going to see. Plus, we're going to catch him off guard facing them week one. So, we don't want to get into those picks yet. All right, one last one then before we get into the games this week. Super Bowl pick, who you got?
Man, I was kind of going all over the place on this one.
Or is this a point where we just say we should start the tradition, Vikings, Titans, with... we have different winners,
right? Yeah, I jokingly
I love that
told
text.
You.
You shot me this
yeah. Titans Vikings Super Bowl with Titans winning. I think I really enjoy the Bills, and I think that Josh Allen is coming into like kind of that era of his career where I think he's going to be a problem for a lot of people. So I think I'm going to go with the easy one here and say the Bills are going to take the Super Bowl.
Very cool. Who are they going to play? Who are they going to beat? NFC is wide open. Yeah. I had a hard time coming up with the reasons why it's not the Vikings.
just another easy one. Maybe like the Eagles or something. I think that they're just loading up over there with the Eagles.
All right. I'm not buying the Eagles hype yet. Sorry, Matt Porter. But we'll see. We play them in week two. I got the Bucks and Bills. With the Bills winning. So we both got the same
one. Nice.
All right, cue the music. Let's start with the game tonight. We have the Buffalo Bills, both of our Super Bowl picks, going to Los Angeles. The annual game where the Super Bowl winner hosts a kind of marquee game on Thursday nights. So who you got here?
I'm going to go Buffalo.
Yeah, me too. Look, the Rams had a great run, but they seemed to kind of have to pull things out of their ass quite a bit last year. And maybe they'll keep doing that. I don't know. But and maybe Aaron Donald now is going to be worried that he's going to get fined or something if he gets too aggressive. So I think the Bills find a way to pull this out on the road and disappoint the very passive and nonchalant fair weather fan base in Los Angeles. Let's call it that. Josh, each week we're going to feature a listener pick, and we'll kind of run those down as we go here. This week it's going to be Gene Vocal.
Boo.
For anybody out there for anybody out there listening, if you're interested and you want to be part of this, shoot me a message on Facebook, or you can just send an email to Jason Bakken, just my first and last name, @gmail.com. We'll figure it out. We need picks by Tuesday. That's the only criteria. Anyway, Gene Vogel's pick, he's picking the Rams on this one, so he's going against the grain. So,
sounds like him.
Yeah, he is against the grain kind of guy. All right, next up, we have the New Orleans Saints heading to Atlanta. What do you think here? This is a division rival matchup.
Yeah, you can never tell with these division rival matchups. This will be the... pitting the quarterbacks that went 1-2 that year in the draft of Jameis Winston versus Marcus Mariota. And
I was just about to ask you who this fucking playing QB for Atlanta.
So,
all right.
You know what? I can see the percentages here on the screen of who are picking what, man. But I think I'm going to go with the underdog Falcons on this one.
Really? I'm not buying the New Orleans Saints hype either. I saw a power rankings, and they're a couple spots ahead of the Vikings, and I don't understand it. They lost their coach. They have no quarterback. Jameis? Come on. But I'm still picking the Saints on this one. So going over to Atlanta is just a mess right now, so maybe I'll be proven wrong. But to Gene Vogel, he also is picking the Saints. Next up, we have San Francisco at Chicago. This one's another one being picked 92% to 8%. Where are you on this one?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go Niners on this one, though. I think that the coach of the Niners... Obviously, much better than the coach of the Bears at this point. Obviously, rookie head coach of the Bears. Yeah. I think the Niners are just all around a better team. Chicago has zero wide receivers, and and they overpaid for like the Titans' third string everything over in the offseason. So, I will take San Francisco in this matchup.
The Vikings just made a trade with the Eagles for Jalen Reagor, who is drafted one spot ahead of Justin Jefferson. there's this hilarious video where the Viking coaches and GM and all that stuff are celebrating the Eagles taking Jalen Reagor.
Yeah.
And now we traded for him. We basically gave up nothing for him. My point is, where was I going with that? Oh, the guy we cut, Amir Smith-Marset. A lot of people liked him, even though he's only caught 5 passes in his NFL career. The Bears picked
there
him up.
Go.
And because of that, I'm going to pick the Bears. So we have two different so far. It pains me to pick the Bears, but I like Justin Fields more than I like Trey Lance. I agree with you spot on about the coaching. What's his name? Shanahan is one of the better coaches in the league. But I just think Trey Lance is... I don't feel it right now. Maybe I'll be wrong. Seems like a nice kid. But I don't know. And, look, Justin Fields hasn't proved anything either, but it's week one. Who gives a shit? I'm going to go against the grain. What do we got from Gene Vogel? He has the Niners, so he's hanging with you on that one, Toomey.
Well, he's a smart man.
Smart man. No, he's smart. All right, another division matchup here. The Pittsburgh Steelers, no longer with Ben Roethlisberger, who basically was their quarterback since Terry Bradshaw retired, is how I remember it.
I think that's how it went, yeah.
And the hotshot Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow and the boys are coming to, though it's in Cincinnati. So, again, this one's not being picked very close across ESPN. 10% for the Steelers, 90% for the Bengals. What do you got here?
I just still don't. I know that they beat the Titans in the playoffs. I know they went to the Super Bowl. I'm just still not believing the Bengals here. I think they're going to have their Super Bowl hangover. I think they're going to be upset. I think you're going to be playing with too many emotions, and I'm going to pick the Steelers on this one.
And they were one play away from losing to the Vikings, which I think would have kept them out of the playoffs last year. I'm with you. Although I'm picking the Bengals, I don't buy... look, Joe Burrow is the real deal. And what's Jamar Chase at the receiver? Yeah. I like that kid a lot, too. And look, they're a talented team. I don't think they're going to have like a just disaster year. But I thought it took a lot of things had to go right for them to, and they still almost won the fucking Super Bowl, man.
Mm-hmm.
What a disappointing end that would have been. But whatever, it was a fun season, I'm sure, if you're a Bengal fan. But so you picked the Steelers, and I got the Bengals. That's another one different.
All right.
And Gene Vogel has the Bengals, so he's just kind of going back and forth. we're playing ping pong with Gene right now. He's the ball.
We're like a divorced couple, and it's we're fighting over custody.
It's your weekend. All right, well, we got another big one here. This is the Philadelphia Eagles traveling to the Motor City. What do you got on this one?
I have to go Eagles on this one. Detroit just still has to show me something before you start picking them against anybody. So, and the Eagles, they've stacked their team. You know, they traded for AJ Brown. You know, they stole him out from under us. And I think I have to go Eagles on this one.
Man, you know my feeling on free agent wide receivers. They almost, or you know, big name receivers either being traded or going to another team. It almost never works. I don't know what it is. It seems like you can be a great receiver and just have a rotating door of shitty quarterbacks, and you'll still be good if you stay in the team. But once you go to another one, there's only been a couple examples where it worked out. That said, didn't the Eagles like make the playoffs with like an 8-9 record last year?
Yes.
It wasn't good. They're another team. Like, they need to show something to me. I'm giving the Detroit Lions the pick here. So I'm trying to be a little loosey goosey week one.
Right.
Gene Vogel though, he's with you. Ping pong ball back. All right. Next up, New England. Another division matchup here. The New England Patriots heading down to the beautiful Miami area for a head-to-head matchup against the Dolphins. Can we?
New England historically does not play well in Miami, so I will pick the Dolphins on this one. I think Miami's at this point maybe a little bit better of a team. I like their rookie head coach. I think he's been a lot more fun in the press conferences and things like that. So hopefully he goes down there, re-energizes the Miami Dolphins franchise, and gets them a win over their hated New England Patriots.
Yeah, I'm as sick of the Patriots as anybody, but I've never liked the Dolphins, so it's a huge bias I have. Plus, Tua seems like a mess. I don't know. Maybe this is the year. Got a new offensive-minded coach. Who's the guy? Mike McDaniel or something like that from San Fran? Is that right?
Yep.
This one was kind of difficult, but I picked New England, so I'm going to stick with it. Plus, it makes things more interesting for us because now we've got an awful lot different already so far. Gene Vogel, he came in with Miami, though, so he's sticking with you. All right, then we got still, these are all a lot of noon matchups here. We got the Baltimore Ravens at the New York Jets. Is there a crappier team than the Jets? like the franchise, maybe the Jaguars? Like what team just epitomizes just patheticness year after year? I mean, the Browns look better than the Jets now. How hard was it, I mean, to do that?
Right. Yeah, this one's going to be an easy pick. It is tough, though, because it is September 11th. It is New York. You know, you don't want the Ravens to go into New York on September 11th and give them a good walloping. But I do believe that Baltimore will pull this one out, as much as I don't want to admit it.
Yeah, fuck Baltimore, but they're going to win this one. And it's across the board. Gene Vogel, this is the first time all three of us have agreed on one of the picks. So we got Jacksonville at Washington, the new Commanders. Man, I really, really want the Jaguars to win just because I really don't like Daniel Snyder.
Right.
And that whole Washington franchise just seems to be stained because of him. But I do think the Washington Commanders, you know, are going to pull this one out. So
I will pick the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I think that they're going to be better than people, expect this year. I watched a few Jaguars preseason games. I think that Trevor Lawrence could be a good quarterback, you know, once they get some more weapons around him. You know, he was a great quarterback at Clemson. So
he should have sat a year.
He basically did because they didn't get anything done. But I think...
Well, he sat on his back.
Yeah. New coach over there, too, so hopefully... Well, not hopefully, but they probably will get their crap together soon. But, yeah, Jacksonville, it's just that this matchup, you might as well just flip a coin on who's going to win this one, but I will go Jacksonville.
It was fun watching Urban Meyer just get his comeuppance. I've always just disliked that fucking piece of self-entitled shit.
Yeah.
Not a fan. I'm not saying he's a good or bad college coach, but boy, what a guy. He just walked in like he could do just be like a college coach in the pros, and he just turned out to be a fucking clown. So, yeah, good for him. All right, so I had Washington, you had Jacksonville, and Gene Vogel is also going with Washington. So, on to the next one then. We have Cleveland at Carolina. I heard an interesting opinion on ProFootballTalk.com that I hadn't really thought about too much. People aren't just going to be rooting against Deshaun Watson. They are going to be rooting against fucking Cleveland this year because of the whole Deshaun Watson thing. And maybe at some point we'll get into that, but we're running a little tight on time. So I totally agree on that. I think Cleveland loses this one. I think Baker Mayfield has one last great Baker moment and then probably eventually gives away to Sam Darnold about week six. That's my prediction. But he's gonna light up the Cleveland Browns, and that is a team just destined to get booed all season.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. I think Carolina takes this, and I think they dog walk the Browns. I think that they just, they've got so much turmoil in Cleveland. Not that there's not turmoil in Carolina, but I think the Baker's going to have a chip on his shoulder with this one, and I think he just goes out and just lights them up.
Yeah, man, I hope we're right. All right, next up, we have another one of teams in your division. Actually, both from your division here. Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans. Man, I haven't got to see... Did Matt Ryan play all this preseason?
He did.
Preseason?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. How do you look?
He did not do well.
All right. I think, I think there's something plucky about him, but he's still kind of that statuesque quarterback.
Right.
Oh, God, I kind of want to change my pick. I think that I'm changing it. I'm going with Houston. I think Houston's going to win this one. I had Indy, and I just changed it.
Yeah, I think that I would like to pick Houston on this one, but I don't think that Houston has anybody that can stop the Indianapolis Colts on this one. Even though you're talking about statuesque quarterback, I can't think of any defenders on Houston that are going to cause a problem here.
I'm going back to Indy. You convinced me. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah. So, yeah,
it's Indy across the board.
Yeah, I'll go Indy on this one, too.
All right, and that's what Gene Vogel did. Next one up, we have the Giants of the New York Giants.
The G-Man.
They're coming down to Tennessee to see my boy Toomey.
Hell yeah.
And play the Tennessee Titans. So after you're done taking the team out for some poison to barbecue, I don't see the Giants pulling this off. You talk about a team that's a total fucking shit show. And also, I love it, too. I love the fact that both New York teams have just been trash
right.
for at least 5 years. It's just it warms my heart. I'm going all Tennessee on this one. I think it's going to be an easy win. I think Tannehill only throws 10 passes because he'll be benched at like halftime because of the score. Derrick Henry, 4 touchdowns, something like
there
that.
There we go. Yeah, there was a stat on the radio the other day that in the Tennessee era of the team, the Giants have only played, I think, 12 times or a few times, only won one time. Actually, almost every Giants game I can remember, because it was always memorable, something happened, miraculous comeback, shutout, something crazy like that. But yeah, I see a nice Titans win, and I think I'm gonna say it right now. I will never not pick the Titans. I don't give a shit if we're like 30-point underdogs. This whole show, I will never not pick the Titans because I just can't. I can't. It's not going to happen. So that's my disclaimer at the beginning of this show that we've the Slobber Knockers show here with the Bacco and Toomey.
I think that's it's a good point to bring it up because it's my game next. I've been in a lot of these pick'em leagues,
yeah,
and I've always figured, you know what? A lot of them are like stacked where you're like, this is how many points I want to put on this one. So if you get it right, you get 15 points, but if you get it wrong, you get 0.
Right.
So I just mentally, I would always pick the Vikings to win, put 1 point on it. That way I didn't have to strategically think about it at all.
Nice.
I stopped playing fantasy football because I couldn't handle watching a player on my fantasy team do good against the Vikings. It was just too stressful. I'm like, I turned it over to my stepson and I haven't looked back.
Nice.
And I was the commissioner for 10 years. I just said, fuck this. I can't. Yeah. All right. So next up then at the 325, we have the much, much smelly Green Bay Packers rolling into Minneapolis here to face my very clean, fresh, and always smelling nice Minnesota Vikings. I got the Vikings on this one. I already got them sweeping the team, so I guess there's not much for me to say. What do you think here?
You kind of sold me earlier when we were talking about the Vikings and the Packers. You know what? I'm going to go with you on this one, and I'll see if it bites me in the ass or not. But I will pick the Minnesota Vikings as well.
Right on. All right. So then at the same time, we have Kansas City going to Arizona. Something about Kyler Murray seems off. God, he can be such an electric player and a lot of fun to watch, but he's also kind of a dick.
Right.
It's just, and he's like the anti-Pat Mahomes, you know what I mean? Oh, I got to tell you something. There's a guy on Facebook who messaged me about something unrelated to football, but my previous message was like from 5 years ago. He's a Chiefs fan, and I basically had said, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to work out.
Nice.
I can't remember the exact wording I had. It wasn't vulgar or anything, but it was like, and then after I responded, says, oh, by the way, that previous text or message, yeah, that aged well.
Right.
I think he's going to be okay. His dad played for the Twins, and he's just kind of a salty prick. That was probably what was messing with my opinion. Yeah, the Chiefs. Now, what kind of a changeover they had on defense? It seems I recall something that basically that's going to be kind of an issue this year. I know they traded Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
But goddamn, you still got Patrick Mahomes. But I don't know. This could be a fun one, but most of America agrees with me, 84%, that Kansas City is going to win this one.
I think the Arizona is good early in the season, so I think that if you're going to pick them, this is the time to pick them is early on. They're kind of coming off a preseason where they really didn't do a ton, so I don't think there are any major injuries over there. I'm gonna say screw you, send Zach and go Arizona Cardinals on this one.
All right, yeah. I got family down in Arizona, so
I played a show in Arizona one time, so I think I might be a Cardinals fan.
Right on. I'm more of a St. Louis Cardinals fan. I go that
there
far back. They used to be the Phoenix Cardinals in between there, too.
I've liked them since they were the Chicago Cardinals, but, you know, that's whatever.
Oh, man. Man. A lot of people aren't aware. All right. Next up, we have another division game here. Las Vegas Raiders. Hard to say. Los Angeles Chargers. I picked the Raiders in this one.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna go the LA Chargers on this one because I'm a big Justin Herbert fan. I think he's going to be kind of in the Josh Allen, the Justin Herbert kind of that this new era of quarterback that we've got coming up, man. I think that Justin Herbert's pretty good.
Yeah, he seems like he's going to be okay. Real quick, I'm going to catch us up on Gene Vogel's picks.
right.
Motherfucker, man. I don't know if I can talk to him after this. That son of a bitch is picking Green Bay. Now, he threw in Go Vikes. I really hope I'm wrong on this one. If I am, I still win in my heart. No, you don't. No. You didn't. That's the rule, right? You're going to pick against them? You don't get to fucking enjoy the victory. Yeah, so sorry, Gene. When the Vikings win, you do not get to have any joy. He also picked the Kansas City Chiefs in that game. He's got the Chargers for this one, so he's with you. So anyway, but that's another difference.
I'll say years ago, I heard a guy call into the local sports talk and said that every week he would bet against the Titans. So if the Titans won, he was happy, and if they lost, he made money.
That sounds like just kind of a mental health balance. He's like, well, I can't be too mad. I just made, whatever, $20. So
there we go.
All right. Well, we got the Sunday night matchup. Tampa Bay heading to Dallas. This is kind of a rematch of the first game last season, but it was in Tampa Bay. Ah, man, this one. The Cowboys are just, fuck the Cowboys. They're almost like the Packers, where I almost can never pick them, even though I might think they might win. But I don't think they're going to win this one. I think Tom Brady pulls it out and Tampa wins.
I'm going to go against you on this one. I think the Cowboys are going to pull this one off, man. When the Tampa Bay Bucks came to town, scrimmage with the Titans, a lot of people, that was during Tom Brady's, 10-day, 11-day sabbatical or whatever he did, man. And all the talking heads were just talking about how Tampa Bay looked like a team that had quit. You know, they were like, if you're just going to let the star quarterback do whatever he wants, screw you guys. So we'll see, man. I think Dallas pulls this one out.
All right. Gene Vogel has Tampa. So we'll see how that one turns out. Yeah, that could be interesting. I think you got to there could be some kind of a mess going on in Tampa right now. But I don't know. Then the Monday night matchup, we have Denver going to Seattle. This is Russell Wilson. So we already had Baker Mayfield basically having Cleveland come to his house to get their ass kicked. Russell's got to go back to Seattle to win this one. I think, the only thing I can think of that would help Seattle is that, like, if the fact that Russell's on a new team has made him rusty, it just doesn't seem like Seattle has much of anything right now.
Yeah, I think Seattle's going to have a long year this year. I think that every position except for like wide receiver because of DK Metcalf, I think that they're lacking. The
wide receiver one, yeah. You get to two, they're in a bad.
2, 3, 4, they're in trouble. But yeah, they've had injuries and retirements and trades, and yeah, it's a mess up there.
You got Pete Carroll pretending to chew gum all the time. yeah. We're all three on the same page. That's Denver across the board. So. There's your 16 matchups for week one. To me, I'm just going to say thank you very much to the listeners. This has been Slobber Knockers. You can join, by the way, the Slobber Knockers Pick'em group on ESPN.com. The link is on the Cobras and Fire Facebook page, the Cobras on Fire Facebook page, and you can also find it on the Cobras and Fire Twitter page. And to find links to all those pages, go to cobrasandfire.com. I don't know. Have you shared it on any of your pages there yet?
Yeah, it is in the Talk To Me group, the Talk To Me congregation. So it's over there. If you want to come check it out over there, come play with us.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this on Thursday, you still have plenty of time. If you hear this on Friday or Saturday, you only missed one game. It's only 1 point, so you can make that up. And based on the way I'm picking, I don't see me doing that well this year, so you can have some fun at my expense. But all right, yeah, make sure everybody to check out the Cobras and Fire podcast, and of course, Talk To Me, podcasts. Those are probably the two best music-related podcasts on the planet.
Absolutely. So. I was just looking at the group here. Looks like a bunch of people are already in, so get in. And I think you had said something about maybe doing some giveaways at the end or throughout the season. I definitely have a box of Talk To Me shirts over here that could see some new homes, too. So yeah, we'll do weekly, monthly, yearly, all that good stuff.
We'll figure something out. Give us some ideas. What do you want?
What do you want?
Do you want a Josh Toomey cameo for your birthday?
I'll do it.
We can make that happen.
I'll talk to him.
All right, buddy. Have a good night, and Skol Vikes.
Tighten up.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.